Rabbana.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Hayyu, ya Qayyum, nawwir qalbana.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we're going to be examining a question that sometimes people ask. And that question is about praising a person in the presence of that person. So sometimes we have no choice but to praise a person while that person is present. Let's say that you want to get your friend a job, right? So you take your friend, and you know the boss of the company where you want to get your friend a job at. So you take your friend there, and obviously when you're talking to the owner of the company, the boss of the company, the manager of the company, and to get this person a job, you have to praise the person. You have to say, okay, this person, he's qualified, he's a good person, you know, he's an honest person, right? So you have no choice but to praise him, right? So at the same time, we know that there are some hadiths out there, right, that say that it's not good to praise a person to his face, right, or in his presence. This is something bad, right? In fact, in one hadith, it's been mentioned that it's almost as if you have cut the neck of the person, you've beheaded him, it's so bad. Right? So how do we resolve this paradox here, this contradiction here? On one hand, we have to praise this person, it's necessary, it's even a good deed. On the other hand, in some hadiths, it's been considered as something bad and something immoral. So in order to resolve this problem and answer the question, we can say this. First of all, some of these ahadiths that have been mentioned or alluded to are actually ahadiths which have been mentioned in the collections of hadiths, in which usually the chain of narrations of those hadiths have not been mentioned. And because of that, these hadiths, these traditions in the parlance of the science of diraya and the scrutiny and examination of hadiths, are considered weak hadiths and unreliable, right? Nevertheless, even if we overlook this fact, if we pay attention to the hadiths themselves, we can come to the conclusion that the whole purpose of the prohibition of praising somebody in their presence is not to go overboard in the praise of the person, not to overflatter the person, right? But in the hadiths themselves, there is an allusion to the fact that if you want to praise a person, it's possible to do so with certain conditions. Like you should say that, well, I know, as far as I know, this person is a good person. As far as I know, God knows better, but as far as I know, this person is an honest person. He's a knowledgeable person. He has the credentials needed for this job, right? So if you add these clauses, you speak in a precautious way, and then there's nothing wrong with it. And according to some other hadiths, it's been mentioned that overly praising somebody, with qualities that the person doesn't really have, this is what we consider as a flattery, and which is considered something bad. Not simply praising a person with those qualities that we know the person has and are really possessed by the person. There's nothing wrong with it. And in certain cases, like we mentioned, it could be necessary, it could be obligatory, if we want to help the person, or, you know, it could even be recommended, right? Like, for example, let's say that you want to get your friend married, right? You're trying to get two people married. Obviously, when you're trying to bring these two people together to get married, you have to praise, you know, one party for the other one. Otherwise, you know, they're not going to accept the marriage. Right? So these are things that, you know, are exceptions or even outside of the rule mentioned in the hadith. There's nothing wrong with it. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at flattery and when is it permissible and when it's not permissible. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy on the program The Key on IRIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.